This is VOA News. VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday, with Barrett telling senators that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and to Congress. Barrett said in her opening statement that she laid out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it is not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. Democrats who are in the minority in the Senate plan to sharply question Barrett about her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act was wrongly decided. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, is a national health care law affecting millions of Americans. The court is considering a new challenge to the law on November 10th. By that time, Barrett could be a justice on the 9-member court, deciding whether or not to allow the law to remain in place. Early voting in the United States presidential election in the southern state of Georgia was stalled for a couple of hours on Monday while electronic poll books were fixed. Hundreds of voters showed up on the state's first day of early balloting, 3 weeks ahead of the national election day on November 3rd. Among other things, voters will be choosing whether to give Republican President Donald Trump 4 more years in office or hand the post to his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Early voting has now started in 40 of the 50 U.S. states. Election officials say more than 7.3 million people have cast ballots, an indication of widespread interest in the presidential race. Many voting early, both online and in person, are hoping to avoid long lines at the polls and possible exposure to the coronavirus. Mr. Biden has endorsed early voting, while the president has offered a mixed view. VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan continued to report fighting Monday despite a ceasefire brokered in the disputed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which each country claims. Armenia said Monday that Azerbaijani forces were shelling the southern front of the conflict zone, while Nagorno-Karabakh officials accused Azerbaijan of carrying out large-scale hostilities in the area of Hadrut. Nagorno-Karabakh is a predominantly ethnic Armenian enclave within Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's defense ministry dismissed the accusations as disinformation and accused Armenian forces of shelling areas in Azerbaijan near the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Both sides said Monday they have not violated the ceasefire and reiterated their commitment to it. Nagorno-Karabakh declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. That sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a 1994 ceasefire. That independence, however, is not internationally recognized. Bangladesh's government approved the death penalty as the maximum sentence in rape cases on Monday that follows days of protests against a string of sexual assaults. Harrowing footage of a group of men attacking a woman went viral on social media last week, sparking outrage in the South Asian country where rights groups say rape victims rarely see justice. In another case earlier this month, members of the student wing of the ruling party were charged with gang rape. But protesters are demanding harsher punishments and faster trials for those accused of assault. Protests continued Monday despite the announcement from Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's cabinet. The French news agency reported that the new measure will come into effect Tuesday. Under current law, the maximum sentence for rape in Bangladesh is life in prison unless the rape victim was killed. A local rights group says 889 women have been raped in Bangladesh between January and August of this year. Facebook announced on Monday it's updating its hate speech policy and will ban all posts that deny or distort the Jewish Holocaust. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said in a Facebook post on Monday that with rising anti-Semitism, the company was expanding its policy to prohibit such content. He added, quote, "If people search for the Holocaust on Facebook, we'll start directing you to authoritative sources to get accurate information." The announcement follows a hashtag No Denying It campaign by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims against Germany, and the move is the latest in a series of measures taken by Facebook to delete or ban offensive or false information. Marissa Melton, VOA News.